Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Exciting stuff. We've got Rib Fountain on the line, just waiting to play some live music for us, Caitlin. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting stuff?
I'm actually, yes, I'm very excited about this. Sorry, okay, this turn my
in.
Mic off.
This just in, Caitlin's very excited about that.
That was a 95BFM weather update, thanks to climate change.
Just hang up on Rib Fountain.
I hung up on her, yeah. Rib, are you there? Are you there, Reb? Oh, no, hang on. I've got her muted here. There's so many things going on. Reb, are you there?
You hung up on me.
I know,
phone.
I'm so sorry.
So bad.
It's
okay.
It was just like a light staring at me. Oh, man.
Do you want to...
It's Friday.
Need to call her back. Hey, Reb. It's Johnny from Johnny and Big Hungry. Brand new album out.
Kia ora.
Exciting times. Exciting times. How many years in the sort of wings was this before you released it?
Well, it's relatively recent. We recorded it just over a year ago. Mm-hmm. But, look, that's you guys calling.
I'm calling, just to make it weird.
Cool. I feel like you guys are omnipresent and I'm surrounded. It's a beautiful thing. The records was recorded just over a year ago. So it's taken a while to come out, but we wanted to save up and release it during a global pandemic. It was really important to do that.
That is kind of key, you know, as part of the promotional sort of package, making sure you've got a pandemic on the cards just for people to be...
Totally. Make it as surreal as possible. Mm. That was the goal.
It's out on Flying Nun. Is this your first sort of release with Flying Nun?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, before this, I'd released on my own label, basically, or just got distribution for the record. And although that was great and you have kind of ownership over it, it's really wonderful opportunity to be connected with the family at Flying Nun.
Do they just sort of offer better reach abroad?
I guess that's the reason why you... choose to go with a label is their support and definitely, you know, their name is really well regarded around the world, so that makes a really big difference. And I think some people who wouldn't normally want to listen to your record might pick it up because it's Flying Nun or might care to even investigate, you know, so that does that. Well, I hope it will make a difference down the line.
Certainly.
Where to from here, team? I feel like we're good to go. Are you comfortable, Reb?
Oh, I'm good. Sorry, I can barely hear you. Yes, I'm comfortable, and I'm ready to play you a song. I've got Dave here, and we're going to play for you. What are you guys ready for that?
Yes,
very ready.
Okay, cool. Well, this is hello, audience. It's nice to see you and be with you. This is Hawks and Doves. Changes, I've made some changes for the fickle and the wild and ones. I don't want to stand here talk like this, like it if you want to, like it if you want to, you can have it. Horses come and go like the city lights. Feel the cold ones, and I am emboldened, boldly united with the Ashfell lines. Ice starts to flow over the road, over the road. Ice starts to flow over the road. Love. bloodstock on my street. Who you kidding? Tina watches straight lines speed by. He says to walk the night, I don't care about him. He's got those widow's eyes, ooh. Never in this holy violence, no rest allowed is silence. We work all the hours God sends. Love, let changes. I've had a winner. I've had a winner. He let me go. Shannon, don't doubt it. I sound better pressed against your chest. He slows the world down. Baron, let it go. Hawks and doves in the snow. Over
years.
Oh, thank you guys. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties of my headphones dropping onto the guitar. I hope that was
I heard that. I'm glad I now know what it was. I thought maybe it was like, oh, I don't need this pick or something like that.
Yeah, screw this.
And now, Reb, where was the new album recorded?
We recorded it at Roundhead. I'd been doing some work with Neil Finn on his album Out of Silence, so I'd spent quite a lot of time there, and it felt like it was really homely and lovely. And when I decided to do the record, this kind of my first thought was, I want to do it at Roundhead. And also my good friend Simon Gooding is the head engineer there, and I met Simon when he was back making coffees at York Street as a lackey engineer, and he was in my band. And so we had this relationship. He'd worked on Hopeful and Hopeless and Little Arrows, the two albums I released a couple of years ago. I thought it would be a really lovely place to record in.
It's so definitely cool in there.
And cool in that so favour. Cool. Awesome.
Yeah, I've only been in there once, but I was like,
certainly,
wow.
Certainly still had to pay for it, but, yeah.
Yeah. Is it hard to get like a booking there, or is it just like show up with the money and you're good?
I think it depends on the time. I'd say at the moment it's probably pretty easy, given that there's no international acts coming by, because that does take up a lot of the space there.
Or if Eddie Vedder's in town, pretty much you can't go there.
Yeah, Migos or Pink or something. But in this case, it seemed pretty easy, and they made a space for me. I kind of woke up one morning and went, I want to make a record, and I called Dave Kahn, and he was touring in Europe, and just said, you know, please will you produce this for me? And so he came back a couple of weeks later, and we worked on some tracks. But really, we were formulating a lot at Roundhead, and you know, it was a beautiful space to do it in.
Wow. Okay. Cool. What's next?
Oh, so the next song we're going to sing for you is Samson. And if you haven't checked out the video for this, please do. Google are refusing to promote it because they say it's got shocking content. So I'm trying to protest through lots of people watching it. It's got my friend Medulla in it, who's a drag queen, which is not shocking at all.
I thought maybe it didn't align with the World Health Organization views or something.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. This song was actually written while we were in the studio. So it's called Samson, and here we go. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Want me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. And all the words are still in my mouth. I went to the Hindu temple, poured milk among the flowers. You caught me smiling, smiling at the edges. Afterwards, we sat at the cafe across from the funeral parlor. Sure, there was enough to go around, but I was full, so full I could drown. We talked about it in the evening light. You said out loud how you were scared inside. The world is electric, you're the guiding light. But you stayed in your own way. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Warn me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. And all the words are still in my mouth. I go to the house where memories live, and all that is left to the world's first cities is splendor and sorrow, duty and dust. Her gold will melt, there are no returns. Listening for the unquiet dead, we're not the smoke, we are the fire. When the space came, I felt like I might disappear. We talked about it in the morning light. To be honest, I was scared at the sight. The world is electric, takes a spark to ignite. Lovers leave in their own way. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Warn me like you're crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy, crazy for me, baby. And all the words are still in my mouth. Tell me that you're crazy like my love. Warn me like you're crazy, crazy like my love. Kiss me like you're crazy. Come on, darling, save me. And all the words still in my mouth. Move on, find someone new, pick yourself up, start over. A thousand stars could come and go, and we'd still be learning how to be courageous fools waking up to the dawn each day. When I drove so fast to reach you, I knew you'd be there.
Dang.
How is it, guys?
It just stops like that.
Can you hear it?
Hey, so what was wrong with the video?
It's doing this from home, isn't it?
What was wrong with the video that you that Google doesn't like it? Or like, where do we go to watch it also?
It's so frustrating. They just said it was shocking content.
Does that mean that somebody...
And I was like, there's nothing shocking about this, but there is a drag queen in it. And so I've written them several times, and I'm not sure the best approach, to be honest, because they're really untouchable.
Yeah, isn't it? Isn't it kind of a bummer that somebody has to report that as well. So it's kind of like, oh man, just go away.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering, is it an algorithm or what is it
right, in
that case? But I feel like it's prejudice. I definitely feel like it's prejudice.
Big time, big time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, well, whatever.
Now, Reb, you've got a tour penciled in later in the year. Has that sort of been a bit of a moving target with what's been going on at the moment re-coronavirus?
Oh, it's been really strange. I mean, all our international and national tours were put on hold indefinitely, really. So we wanted to make sure that people would feel safe and were safe and that gigs would be possible. So we put the tour out to October and November in New Zealand. But the trouble was, as I was doing that, I was thinking, are there only going to be any venues for us to play at that time? And, started making some calls and realize that, hang on, the venues that we love and hold so dear, we love to go be entertained at, and that artists like me like to perform at, they might not even be around, and that they're on the cusp of actually failing. So because of doing that tour, I was like, we got to do some campaigning, and that's grown into Save Our Venues Boosted Live campaign, which you might have heard about, but it's really kind of creating a collective community of venues around the country supporting one another and getting seeded from Boosted and the Arts Future Foundation to try and raise funds to tide venues over until they're able to open and saying that, man, they really need a national strategy for funding for venues at this time, because it's going to be a long haul.
Oh, that's weird. We hadn't heard about that at all, actually. No, we literally just made some ads for it, as well as having old mate Ruben Bonner selecting some tunes on Wednesday. There's a brilliant cause, and more venues are joining as we progress.
Over
and
the
it's the whole country as well, which is quite radical.
It's really exciting to see the support for Whammy and Wine Cellar. Obviously, all of the small venues are important, but it's really heartening to see the love for those venues fire up. And obviously,
I think that was so clear and evident when we raised 50 grand in 8 hours. I have to be honest with you, I set that target kind of thinking, oh, this is a good amount. I didn't think it was going to save them, but I thought this would be generous. And then when the community just came forth so quickly and responded, it was like, oh yeah, people get it, there is a need out there. And I urge you, if you haven't already supported Wine Cellar and Whammy through the Boosted Life campaign, to donate, because every bit counts. And we're aiming for 100,000. Obviously, I'd like to get over that, and all funds will be going to support the venues to stay open. And you have to remember, venues do this for the love of it. You know, this is not a money-making machine. And if they don't exist, I certainly won't be having a show down the line.
Right on. Hey, should we get that? You've got one more tune for us, don't you?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Thanks so much, you guys, for having us. We wanted to play Don't You Know Who I Am, which is the most recent single.
Number one hit.
Off the record.
Coming up.
It is. It's a number one 5-minute long hit. Yeah.
Get it.
Thanks so much for having us. 1, 2, 3, 4. Drunk little Indian boy, they said, spouting off his mouth about the great man's dead. What's a little brag between boys in a cell? Never know who's listening at the gates of hell. They like video stores, press rewind, delete. On those that don't work, they don't fit nice and neat. In the future, we say it's worth something. Hell, I could have been somebody. Don't you know why? Don't you know why? Certain circles where you can't catch me. I'm a dance around, you know, connected to the powers that be. Golly, you ain't got nothing on me. You put my tail in jail. There's a place called hell. Wheeling and dealing on a Saturday night. Caught between a calling and a stitched up fight. Brushing birds that travel hell out of here. Can you see me in your eyes? Don't you know I am? 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 Don't you cry, brother, there's a knife in your back. Don't you cry, sister, he ain't coming back. Caught you trying to make your way to kingdom come. Well, this is my territory. It's God's will to stamp what's mine. It's God's word that bites your tongue and marks me divine. The moment we lay our hands on the world, she's disfigured. How we can touch her up, don't you know who I am? I think I'll make it if I follow through. I used to ask you what I needed best. Cause sucker punch, I nearly lost my head. Now I'll mount you like an avalanche. Might as well scream for a fighting chance. So go on record, make your mark on my map. Brush your wood, take my word. Don't you know who I am?
his arms. Dawn already had heard the call. Chee-chee, honey, well, it's time to rise. Spread your wings, little goose. We'll take flight. He flew over the devil, the wasteland. Six string playing in your heartland. Death in your pockets and a bird on song. This is the star of progress. I set out on an expedition. Keep it simple with your pop-pop songs. God forbid you change the road. Draw lines in symphony, animal savagery, refugee, just like me. Don't believe the hype. Out of the wasteland we come. Little girls, little boys, and the nameless ones. Rise up, oh children, won't you dance with me? Up, little children, come and set me free. Rise, little ones, rise. No shame, no fear. Don't you know who I am? 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 Don't you know who I am?
Rib Fountain, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
Fabulous. Hey, just quickly, can you describe the room for us? Because all of a sudden there was a piano and I noticed there's an electric guitar there and I'm like, what kind of magical room are you in right now?
Yeah, it is. We're in a fairy castle. it's a little unit room and there is a live, a real piano in here and electric guitar and acoustic. But we're all kind of huddled in one corner around the microphone. So we're definitely not using up the space.
Right on, right on. Hey,
it's a cave, guys.
Perfect. Cave. Perfect. If obviously everyone should go ahead and check out the brand new record and also get along and save our venues, right?
Yeah, so looking forward to coming and playing for you later this year. So please save our venues and check out the record. Love for you to listen to it at home, wherever you are.
Out on vinyl and...
Pardon me? Oh, we've got...
Vinyl,
yeah, we've
CD, got, streaming services.
Yes, that is right. All the platforms.
Gives it here. Give me, give me, give me. Perfect. Hey, Rib Fountain, thank you so much.
Take care. Ka kite.
Cheers, mate.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.